Hey, now welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And all I have to say today is, it is what it is. Let me tell you, I didn't know if I was going to throw myself at the screen, jump up, say hallelujah, run around the block. But since I'm not going outside, I have to stay inside and run around my kitchen, I guess. But you know what? I was so inspired, and it just it reminded me of the time when it reminded me of yesterday. And it reminded me of the power that we all have. And of course, you know, I cannot talk about this without bringing my girl MC Light to the airwaves so she can share with us. MC Light, Michelle Obama, our forever and ever first lady. Did she bring it or did she bring it?
Oh, she absolutely brought it. And that whole thing, it is what it is. That's a reality check. Like, that's telling you don't expect no more than what you're getting. Because it ain't going to, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to be left to suffer because you're waiting for someone to bring about something that they are incapable of bringing about. So, yes, it is what it is. And Michelle Obama gave of her time, her energy and her effort to say we need to get out there and vote. And, you know, we got to get this other guy out or we can't do another 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was so and powerful. It was so inspiring. It gave me hope. It reminded me that this is a great country. And I don't feel like I have lost the awareness of that, but the experience on a daily basis, it's as if what's happening, where are we? Is this apartheid South Africa? Like, what is it? And it just reminded me of our power. And I'll tell you something, I learned something. And that is for everybody who has the mail-in ballots that you need to get it and then return it immediately. See, I learned something because I thought if you get it, you have to wait till November. And I was thinking, how are they going to get it in time? But you have to do that. But she encouraged us. She said, pack a lunch and some breakfast too. If you need to go out, if you need to stand in line all night and vote, she said, pack a lunch and some breakfast too. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or whatever you need. No excuses. She brought it. She gave
chair.
It to us.
You need a lawn chair out there.
See, that's where we showing our color. Now, we're going to get lawn chairs. What else we going to get?
Yeah,
we're
going to
bring a picnic table.
Well, this is the thing. Some people can't stand for long periods of time. If we're talking about the elderly that needs to be out there or those just on the cusp of getting older who can't stand on their feet for hours at a time, I would say, hey, bring one of those lawn chairs. That's not against the law. You can sit while you wait in line, you know.
Wow.
Be hydrated, all of those things that are going to be necessary to step forward. But you know, I wanted to correct myself because when she said it is what it is, and I said, you know, it's a reality check and not to expect things from people that they're incapable of. That's exactly what I meant. And I was talking about the guy that's in office right now. However, you just pointed out with Michelle's speech that she gave hope. And that's what we need in this country. We need somebody that can meet the challenge of what it means to inspire and give hope to the Americans that are, you know, in it for the long run, that believe in this American dream that they've sold. It can be a reality, but everybody has to work towards it together. And we can't have somebody in a leadership position going in the opposition.
Wow. Yeah, I just, you know, I kind of have tuned it out so much so that I could stay focused and do what I do. Because, you know, the way I deal with the enemy is I pray him away and I keep on going. Like, I don't have time. I don't have time to entertain you. I don't have
pray
time to watch you. I don't have time to deal with you. And see, when I get up, the enemy flee. They be like, oh, here she go. Yeah, go somewhere else because you don't even have any reign in this territory. But what it did for me is it brought me into like a full awareness of what it really is. Because yes, we have to keep going, but also there are things that are impacting us that, you know, the average person it's real difficult to just keep going. And so it showed us where we can really start to tap into our power. And so today, you know, there are many things that we need to deal with. And at the end of it all, it is what it is. It is what it is. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it is what it is with your wealth. It is what it is with your health. It is what it is with your credit. It is what it is with your future. It is what it is with your dreams. And at the end of that, what are you going to do? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And you know what? That means you. That means you have the power. That means you have the will. That means you have the way. That means you are on your way. And that means we are here to stay. So I am challenging you. I am encouraging you to get it together. I am challenging you and I am encouraging you to take it to the next level. I am challenging you and I am encouraging you to understand and know that if you put your mind to it, not only can you do it, but it will be done. It will be done and it'll be done by you. We have to take a break. And before we do that, I just want to share this message with you. And I want to remind you of everything that you have in you.
Do you need to protect your ideas? Do you want the exclusive right to use your brand across the U.S.? Attorney Michelle J. Miller can help you protect your ideas, business, and brand. Attorney Miller is a sought-out legal consultant, international business and brand protection lawyer and speaker. She is the undeniable attorney of choice for goal-getters, high-end business owners, and A-listers. Schedule your free legal consultation call today on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. Put your business and brand in the hands of the trademark queen, Attorney Michelle J. Miller. Call the MJ Miller Law Firm today to take advantage of a limited time special offer, 312-985-5200. Protect your brand now because someone could steal it later.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. MC Light, it is what it is. Michelle Obama basically laid it down. I feel like that is the speech and the motto of the next millennium. It is what it is.
I can see it on t-shirts right now.
Oh my goodness.
I've heard that saying all of my life, but hearing her say it with that speech took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah. And then to just end that whole piece, it is what it is. And everything that you could imagine, there is no changing that, but we can change this. And so, you know, what it brings me to a lot of things that I think that we can look at and say, you know, it is what it is. And then we can do something about it. We can pivot. We can shift. We can move in another direction. And of course, you know, my passion is building wealth for people of color and for us to actually have our foot in the wealth game, because here's, you know, to start right off with us, we are African-American female women, and Black women are the most educated group of people on the planet, but we are also the least wealthy. We have the lowest net worth. As a matter of fact, the average net worth of a Black woman between the age of 35 and 50 is $1. That means the difference between everything we own minus what we owe is a dollar or less, especially if you take into consideration that many have student loans. And so many are probably facing a negative net worth, meaning if you take the value of what they own, and if they don't have any real estate, if they don't have a retirement account, if they don't have any cash equivalents, if they don't have anything major of value, then if you deduct $100,000 or $200,000 in student loans, then it's quite possible that they have a negative net worth. And so, you know, I know that you started your journey out in entertainment. And what were some of the things that you learned early on, like when you first started making, you know, lots of money, touring the world. I remember you shared the story about the sheets on the windows. But what were some of the things that you learned early on that gave you an awareness that you needed to shift and start to build a lifetime of and a legacy of wealth?
Well, I think one of the first things is learning that it's my responsibility to get a financial education. Nobody else's. Because when they put you in this business, they give you an accountant, they give you an attorney, you have a manager, you have all of these people that are supposed to, you think, would give you the information that you need to succeed and to do it well. But many times over, they kind of miss that window of telling you what it is that you need to know before you make all the mistakes. So I had a run-in with my accountant where, you know, I went out on tour, I had all this money sitting in the account, then I had to pay taxes, bills had to be paid, and then he also had to be paid, managers had to be paid, legal. And when it was time for, I think, for one of the bills to be paid, a massive sort of bill, it wasn't there because he decided he was going to pay himself first. So now I've got an outstanding situation that should have been handled. So what I learned is to take responsibility for me. And when she says it is what it is, it's a reality check, but it's moving you into a space where you can accept what reality is so that you can change it. If you are rolling around here with your head in the clouds, you'll never be able to get the correct assessment of what it is that you're dealing with. And I remember going through a period, you know, you got ups and downs, ebbs and flows in this business. I'm 20 something, just came off tour, got all this money, bought this house, bought all this furniture, didn't have money for window treatments. But the most valuable lesson I learned is I have to budget. I have to budget. Everybody needs a budget. And until you, that's the first step. So until you can assess what it is you should be spending and what it is you shouldn't be spending, you're not living in the realm of what is. It is what it is means you are familiar with what is happening with your finances, with your relationship, with every part of your life, just as you said in the first segment.
Wow. Wow. That, you know what, you starting off saying that it was your responsibility to get a financial education. And I think oftentimes, you know, even now to this day, I think when people reach out to me, they want a quick answer. There is no quick answer. If anybody's giving you quick answers, they're lying to you. And at the end of that, the bottom is going to fall out. You actually have to get in class. You actually have to learn. You actually have to take notes. You actually have to reread. You actually have to study. You actually have to go back and listen to what you heard again. You actually, you know, you have to understand how homeownership fits in. You have to understand how real estate, how investments, how your 401k, you have to understand all of those pieces. And I think what's so important about what you just said, Light, is that you thought that those people were going to take care of that for you, but the truth is they didn't even know it for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Either they didn't know it for themselves, or it wasn't important enough for them, and I didn't make it important enough for them. I just went, you know how they say if you don't have your own plan, somebody will make plans for you? If you don't have your schedule worked out on what you're going to focus on during that day, somebody is going to nudge you and pull on you, take you away from what you should be doing, and now you become a part of their curriculum. And for me, I just was going with the flow. I wasn't asking a lot of questions. So for them, it was like, oh, she asked what she want to know, and what she doesn't, we don't say. We don't have to pay that much attention to it.
Wow.
Because I wasn't paying attention to it. Yeah.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. Thank you so much, MC Light, for all you are always doing. When we come back, it still is what it is. But right now we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. I'll be right back. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, Attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find Attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And guess what? It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. So we're going to make some changes. You know, I want to just go back. And I want to rehearse and I want to rehash and I want us to get ready for what is happening next, because what is happening next is new and exciting. And I want you to be ready. So the first thing I want you to do is make sure you go to asklynn.org, submit your inquiry and get on the business emergency 911 call tonight. Get on the business emergency 911 call tonight. There are additional ways to get your business funded. There are ways to start a business with no money. There are ways for you to win. And right now, I want you to believe that it is possible for you. I got a message today from one of my students, and she basically was in a class. She started crying. I understood that cry because I've cried that cry before when I was at the bottom. She's in her 60s. Her mother, who was her first and best friend, passed, and she's divorced. And she has no money and she's trying to figure it out. And even for someone like her, there is a way. So the first thing that you have to do, and what I love about what Light said, and I have so many more of our friends who are going to give us feedback and just share where they think we're going and what this new dimension of time is going to bring to us. But she had to take matters into her own hands. And so you take matters into your own hands. And it starts with getting the education. So join the free webinar tonight. Everybody's always asking, is there anything for free? First of all, I'm talking for free right now, right? But yes, we provide a free webinar to give you the tips and some of the things that you need to take notes on. But then you got to enroll in class. You have to enroll in class. So get in business finance, I mean, in the business 911 webinar tonight. We deal with the CARES Act. Ingrid comes on and she gives us the things that we need to start to make our businesses not only make those businesses come into existence, but to make them profitable businesses at the same time. The next thing that she's going to deal with is the CARES Act for those who are still getting approved for EIDL and yes, even Paycheck Protection Program funding, what to do with those funds, how to maximize them, how to really position your business to grow. It would be a shame to come out of this pandemic and to come out of this season and to have gotten the funds and to not have made any major shifts that are going to take your business to an entirely new and different level. So I want you to get in the free webinar tonight. And then if you're really ready, I want you to start to work on the things that you have to work on. So the first thing that we have to work on, it is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. We have to spend less money. Spend less money. It is time for us to live below our means so that we can take those means and make them mean something. Let me repeat. It is time for us to live below our means so we can take those means and make them mean something. You see, when we live above our means, we do that to impress people, to confuse ourselves. I don't know. But then we have no means left and it means everything, which is nothing. But now we have to take those means and make them mean something. The next thing I want you to do, if you've got enough money left over after you pay your bills, now you want to start to pay off your debt. You want to pay off your debt. Why? Because there is a middleman between you and your wealth, and it's called interest. Interest is earning the money that you could be earning, right? The next thing I want you to do, and this is not in order, but these are the things that you want to focus on. Start a home-based business. If you don't know how to start a home-based business, get in the home-based business class. Get in it tomorrow, this weekend. Get in the class. It is a game changer. It literally is changing people's lives. It's changing people's lives because it's not just how to start a home-based business. It's everything that you need to do to live your life like a business so you can pay less taxes. The next thing you have to do is get your money back. So every time you spend a dollar, ask yourself, can I get it back? If you cannot get it back, then you need to think about spending that dollar a different way so you can get it back. And let me help you understand something. There's a difference between spending and investing. When you spend, it's gone. When you invest, you're going to get a return, right? So right now, you should be thinking, how am I going to invest this next dollar? Am I going to invest it at the club, or am I going to invest it in a book? Am I going to invest it hanging out, or am I going to spend it hanging out, or am I going to invest it in my mind? Am I going to spend it at the club, or am I going to invest it in a book? Am I going to spend it on nice clothing, or am I going to invest it in a new business? Those are the questions that you want to start to ask yourself. And every single time, I do the same thing. I have been wanting this Gucci bag. First of all, I'm not even going anywhere. What am I going to do with it? Second of all, they told us that we shouldn't even buy that bag for a whole lot of reasons right now. And I guess I agree with most of them, but I still wanted the bag. But as I think about it, I can take that money and invest it into something else that is much more important to me. Now, can I afford it? Absolutely. I can afford 100 of them. But am I going to take those funds and do that? Or do I have something else that I have not taken care of that I'd rather take care of with those dollars? That's what it comes down to me, for me, day by day. That's what it comes down to for me, day by day. Those are the decisions that we need to make. The next thing you want to do is you want to take as much money as you can, put it into your 401k. You have to start playing right now, and you have to start praying right now. You have to start working right now. You have to start doing the things right now that are going to allow you to keep doing those things later, but with a stream of income that you don't have to work for. So you want to start to put the money away into your 401k and get all of the matching dollars from your employer. Why? Because it's free money. It's free money. If your employer is matching the money that you put in, go and get that money. And watch the rate of return increase. Right now, my retirement accounts are doing well. Like, they're making money every single day. Sometimes it goes down, but for the most part, especially over time, it goes up. The next thing you want to do is you want to start an annuity. And a 401k and a pension are two different things. A 401k is an advanced bank account. Someday it could disappear if the market goes down, but a pension is a retirement is an income for life. And if you do not have a pension, if you don't have a pension, then go and create one by getting an annuity, right? Then you want to deal with your credit. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be that way. Deal with it. Get your name back. Get your power back. Join the 700 credit club. Make that a part of your goal to get your scores over 700. Why? So then, yes, you can still live debt-free, but that doesn't have to be something that stops you from opportunity. I can't tell you the number of people who got denied EIDL funding because of their credit. I can't tell you the number of people who got denied the opportunity to expand their businesses during this economic downturn, during this pandemic, during this pandelution. It's a pandemic, a revolution, and an evolution all in one. I can't tell you the number of people who were turned down because of credit. It doesn't have to be you. It doesn't have to be that way. That's not the story that we have to tell. We can tell a different story. And it starts with us taking the power ourselves to address it. The other thing that I would say is buy real estate. Now is a time, is a great time. I want you to reach out to Lendslist, Monica Poland in Chicago, Janaea Kennedy in Atlanta, Alicia Bowens here in Chicago as well. I want you to reach out to my financial and real estate professionals so that you can start to think about, is it time to sell your home? Is it time to buy a new home? Is it time to take some of your disposable income and invest in real estate so you can have a passive income stream? I had a consultation with a lady a couple of weeks ago, and I looked at everything. And let me tell you, she had it going on. She has no debt. Her house is paid for. She owns other real estate and is bringing in passive income. And she collects the money every month, and she just lives her life the way she wants to live it because she has no debt. She has to pay her light bill, gas bill, I guess her, you know, car insurance and, you know, basic things like that and feed herself. But that's where you want to be. And so what we started to talk about is how she was going to take this additional cash flow and now create a legacy, which is what she had not thought of. Okay, so you then need an estate plan. That's what it's leading me to next. You have to have an estate plan. What happens to you and what happens to your wealth What happens to the people who you love when you're no longer here? And if, you know, I talked to a gentleman yesterday, it's just him and his wife. He said, if something happens to them, it goes to his nephew and that's it. That's it. Is your nephew going to build a legacy? Is your nephew going to blow the money? Is your nephew going to carry it on? Will your life be in vain? Will your work be in vain? You want to have an estate plan to tell your money what to do when you're no longer here. And then finally, give. Stop hoarding. Get rid of all the extra furniture and the extra clothing and the 2,000 pairs of shoes and the 700 pairs of shirts and the 2,200 dresses. And every time there's a new event, you got to go buy a new dress. Wear one of the other 1,000 dresses that's in there that you haven't worn. Yes, I will wear the same dress on the Steve Harvey show, Good Morning America. And, you know, one of my financial expert friends says she'll wear a new pair of beads. I'm wearing the same necklace and earrings, same dress. Sure am. Not buying a whole bunch of new clothes for that. Not going to do that. That's not what it's about. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And that means you. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And what I realize is it's time for me to be much more intentional with directing you to what you need in the tools and the resources that are available to help you. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. It is what it is, but we can do better. It is what it is, but we can make a change. It is what it is, but we have a voice. And so now we have to use that voice. And we wanna use that voice strategically. We wanna use that voice intentionally. And we wanna use that voice to help ourselves grow and to help others grow. So this is the season of new beginnings, and it is definitely going to end in our favor. I knew it when all of my colleagues from around the country and in the entertainment business back in 2007, nobody knew who Barack Obama was. In 2008, they started to get a few little, you know, rumblings. Oh, well, yeah, he's good, but he can't win. And I remember being in meetings with folks like people in Russell Simmons' office and everywhere. And, you know, I would just be on fire. I'm like, what? If everybody thought like that, we like him, but we're not going to vote for him because he can't win. That's crazy. Because if everybody who said that actually voted, he would win. And so, of course, you know, history was made and that time came and went, but we are here again. And so we have to be intentional. And I remember how just power packed, you know, I felt back then. And so I have to bring that same power to you now. The first thing I want you to do is if you do not have a stream of income, or if you are only operating with one stream of income, I need you to take how to start a home-based business. Take it this week. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your fear zone. Fear is not the final answer. Get out of the fear zone. Fear is not the final answer. The final answer is freedom. And it's going to take your faith to get you there. If you are renting, enroll in the Road to Homeownership so you can understand everything that it's going to take for you to become a homeowner, including the creative mortgage and financing strategies that can not only help you get into the home, but help you win and earn money along the way. If you are dying or just, you know, It is in your bones. You want to talk to people. You want to motivate them. You want to teach them. You want to encourage them. You have a voice. You want to speak. Then enroll in the speaker training. Get in the speaker training. Right now, I'm taking folks and they're going to learn how to turn their voice into money. They're going to learn how to turn their voice into books, into podcasts, and into ways that can not only empower others, but also empower themselves. If you are having trouble with your credit, and every time you try to go do something, you try to go knock on the door to get a new apartment, you try to apply for a phone, you try to, everybody's always telling you that your credit isn't good enough, then fix it. It doesn't get any worse than 4 bankruptcies and 2 foreclosures, like the lady that I helped many, many years ago. Doesn't get any worse than even my own story, having multiple bankruptcies, a chapter 13 and 7, and then, you know, watching my house go through foreclosure and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It doesn't get any worse than that. So guess what? You can do it. Now, I haven't had any judgments or, you know, anything like that. However, you can overcome whatever it is. You just have to take the power and put it into your own hands and then do something. You see, knowledge is not power until you take action. Knowledge with no action is actually useless. You may as well not even have the knowledge. So take the knowledge and give it power by also taking action. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. I want to see you get to the next level. I want to see you thrive. I want to see you strive for excellence. I want to see you move. I want to see you move others. I want to see you change. I want to see you be a change agent. I want to see you live your dreams. I want to see you dream. Don't stop dreaming. No matter what's happening, no matter what this world is telling you, no matter what it looks like, do not stop dreaming. Keep believing. Keep going. Keep striving. Keep thriving. Keep moving. Okay? This is your season. The time is now. The power is back in your hands. Now, let me say this. No matter who's president, you still got to do your part. No matter who's president, you still have to wake up every day and get to it and grind and go for it. I've never been impacted by who is in office in terms of what that's going to make me do in terms of my day-to-day get up and go. Whoever's in office, I'm going to keep going. Whoever's coming, I'm going to keep going. Whatever they throw and send my way, I'm going to keep going. And you need to keep going too. Okay? So go to asklynn.org, submit your inquiry. You will get an immediate reply. And when you get the reply, click, do something, take action, share with someone else. The same way you get people to join you on your weight loss journey, find 3 or 4 people to join you on your financial freedom journey. Find 3 or 4 people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, just like you are. Find 3 or 4 people, start a real estate investment club. I'm talking about that and how to be a real estate investor. There's so many tools and so many resources available to you. There's something there for everyone. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And I'll talk to you next time. Go to asklynn.org. Bye-bye.